have to finish off the the main topic is the way I have it, when under what conditions are we matil tefila biyom? Second, to finish off this, the isur of tefila balayla. A tefila balayla, if layla happens to be Leil Shabbos, then you're dealing with a kind of asei dochalosas. The degree, it's not a nice thing to do, to take a bath on Shabbos. But there's a mitzvah of tefila b'zman ha-mitzvahi, those who held that way, and not everybody holds that way, la'alocha, we don't pass it that way. But nevertheless, there is mitzvah ono, period de rivio, concepts that impacted on the whole sugya in Maseches Nidah. I thought first to finish off the din b'chitza b'shabbos, where it says, pick up again, Kutzadik Zion Bays. Adam, where are the other boys?
I haven't heard anything.
What happened today?
The Beis Midrash was empty today also.
Dedication of a new building or something?
No, no good excuse today.
There's always a good excuse.
Are you with us? In Bala Be'ir, Mitzvah Lito Bizbana Shobavato Pia Derivia, Apilu Laila Echoy. From the Machaber, you would infer that he held Tfilah Bizmano Lav Mitzvah. Otherwise, he would have said it. He says the reason is, no levato pira b'rivya fir leil achad.
He says mitzvah litbol b'zman.
He doesn't mention.
The Mechaber says mitzvah litbol b'zman.
Again, mitzvah litbol b'zman shelo reason reason.
That's the tam. That's the tam of mitzvah.
No. Mitzvah mitzvah has nothing to do with mitzvah pira b'rivya. The halacha, we'll have it later on in Gemara. The machlokes with the tefila b'zman a mitzvah or not. That's it. There's nothing, no consequence from it. Getting rid of the status of tumor is the only concept.
Okay.
Since the Mechaber, and of course the Tur says Bateresh, Tfilah Bizmano Lav Mitzvah, and that's all Rishonim, whole Tfilah Bizmano Lav Mitzvah. Tfilah Bizmano Mitzvah would be this idea that status of tumor is a anti-halachic, and you have to do something to get rid of it. Okay. The Ramo, Umutelas Litvo Leil Shabbos. I quote a whole bunch of authorities for that. Imlo Yechola Litvo Kodem Lakein. There's be a reason why she is tovel by Leil Shabbos, because it's the only time she couldn't do it any earlier. Next, in Bala Be'ir is a requirement. Avo Balab Hacha Oslo. No, Lamar emphasizes the only reason will allow you to be tovel by Shabbos is only because of period of Ibya. And the Gemara says b'feilish, a kind of a knas. V'im hoyef shelo litvo kodim lechein kodim gan kigan shehoya acher leider o shelo hoya bala b'ir, so she didn't bother to go tefillah. And suddenly he shows up Erev Shabbos, before Erev Shabbos. Yeshomrim shasura litvo. V'chein nogu v'mitzas mekomos. Makom shein moneg, ein lahachmir. Then Gemara comes in and adds another chumre. U'b'mokom shenogu lahachmir. Then even the Mosoi Shabbos she couldn't go tefillah. Why? Because if she's going to go tefillah Erev Shabbos, as we'll learn later on, the halacha said chafifa, chafifa kodem tefillah, that has to be somuch. And therefore, somuch and not hurried. We don't allow her to do it immediately before tefillah. It has to be done earlier, and earlier you can't do it, so you have to do it on Friday. Macha shoyef shalo litvo kodem lechein, ein machikin at tefillah mena chafifa. Mechaber and Hilchos Shabbos Simen Shin Chovov seem to be matir a shower on Shabbos. Now we have a second problem of where you get warm water. That's discussed later. The assumption is we're talking about cold water. Or water shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos, but are not what we consider warm, considered to be tepid. Mechaber lo yishatev odam betzonan kol gufo. You shouldn't take a shower. V'yischamen k'neged hamedura, and then stand near the fireplace. Mepnei shemafshir mayim she'olot. Nimso k'roches kol gufo b'chamen. Avo mutor l'shtati betzonan achar sh'yischamen meitzoleish. The Mechaber said, "Potato, she could take a cold shower on Shabbos." Zman hazeh. Should be possible to take, quote, a warm shower on Shabbos then. If warm means warm as far as your comfort goes, but not warm as far as the halacha goes. And the halacha doesn't call it warm, because if the Gemara calls it warm, there's a special isu lablonim, isu botei merchatz, right? That chamim shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos are also osur on Shabbos. Even on Yom Tov for Yasa, as we mentioned last time, was not davar hashava l'chol nefesh. You recall, are you with us? Man hazeh, you can set up your boiler to provide you with warm water on Shabbos in one of two ways. Shut the boiler. Shut the heater, electric or gas. Shut off the heating part of the boiler just before Hadlokas Nevos. And our boilers are quite well insulated. By morning, the water will still be warm. It won't be hot. It'll be warm. And warm water, there's no issue of warm water. Again, warm water, what they call the hofik sinoso, to take out the chill, which would mean halacha lemaisa, you could, without being one of the polar bears, you would be able to take a shower on Shabbos. Comes the Mishnah Berurah, right, and can't find an isur, right. I'll give you the quote. The Mishmur in Simen Kotel Chav Dalad. Haminig b'zmaneinu leso b'shabas zichos kol aguf artilu b'tzonen. And that's the mocha for the Yisro. So I thought I'd give you the first thing you photocopy and just hand out now. Okay, take a look at it, please. That's הנה מה שישבתי בסימן לדלל, רחיצה עוז גיבו, שלום עשינו בספרי, ספרי רבוסינו, מן הגלסו אסקלח במים קל בשבס, הוא אמס. Don't find anyone mentioned as an Isu to take a shower. למינג שאיסו בתרובוס הדשן, שנורגן איסו בנהורוס ומקבוס, הוא רק שנכנס לסוחו, לא שנוגו לסו גם ברכיסו שפיחס מים על גופו. קוגדו דמסקלח, שאו מתחס המקלחס, שבו משמיים על הראש וגופו. וכן מעריל, whom the Morgan Avram quotes for Isu, also mentioned by Nahoros, right? And they're worried about שנוסי מים, all of דלת עמוס בקרמוליס. לכן, גם מה שקוסם שמשחית לא קוראי הרחיצה באופן ששופר בלי הגופו. למשל, you dry yourself. You don't find that the towel gets so damp that you can wring out water from it. There should be an איסו שחיתה. ואתם נאמר שטעם שחיתה שעה גם ברחיצה ובביסו. And if you tell me, yes, it is possible after a shower, I guess if you use a small towel, why? Don't ask anyone using a towel on Shabbos. Ella b'havor b'yadayim yanor adabai is pligu shem yisrael kumfuris b'shabbos. Where? If you're carrying a pail of water and you have a towel over it, a cloth over it, so something should fall in. There we ask on Shabbos shem, or maybe the cloth will fall in, and it'll be, then you'll be sochet. אלא דווקא בפשוט צירו כל הטעם הנוגו, לא חיים ברחיצו, בפרט בבית, שלקי על הטעם זה, all you have is worry is חיטה, אין למלף. אם כן, לא מוצאינו כלל שיקה גם מינה כזה לעשר ליטר על גבי ראש של גוף ומיים כאן על חג. להוקי בשבת, שהוא עניין לסגלח, שאיקה בכל בית שבפר. אבל מכל מקום, here you have another Vinos Yisrael Echmir Ol Atzman. It's another halacha coming from the bottom up. You know, three such halachas I know. The women learning about all the shittas. One, to accept Isu Zovah instead of Nida. Number two, to Asa Tipas Dam Kehago. אבל מכל מקום ידוע שרובו דין שמייסמם לא הורו האם אז גלחם בשבס. That's the fact. People don't take showers on Shabbos. Therefore, lo yodu'ei hu mitam shebelov ha'shonu mezgalchem b'mayim chamim b'mekrachas. Maybe watch. Shelevad isu rechise b'chamim afilu mukhmei yod Shabbos. That's number one. What's he referring to? People move the Gemaras? Like Anshe Tveria, since Tveria was mutter, Mayim Cham of Talmud, they went ahead and they put a pipe through the Cham in Tveria, with cold water running through the pipe, and the cold water got heated by the Chamei Tveria, so the Chamei Tveria once removed. They said, no, that's no good. You can't differentiate that from Cham Shehuchmu B'Shabbos. Even though it was Huchmu here with a heat that is Mutu B'Shabbos. Second, an important halacha which is still in doubt in the minds of many people. A year doesn't go by without someone asking such a shaila. They told me, they moved, especially newlyweds, they moved to an apartment house. They said in an apartment house, there is no issur to use the hot water on Shabbos. Only in a private house it's also. That's some kind of a strange notion, right, that was valid about 40, 50 years ago. Okay, let me explain that halacha, that's important for you to know. Look first what he says. Gam bo'otzos mayim achamim hu machnis tachteyem mayim tzonenin l'schamim shu melocha d'oraisa. Our present system is not a boiler system. No use a boiler anymore. Okay? So what will be a mokom for the heter? There was a big boiler, held 1,000 gallons. And there was a leveling device. And when the water dropped below a certain level, then hot water was heated and then put in this storage tank. The boiler was a little boiler that heated the water. It was a storage tank that stored the hot water. And when the people used up a certain level of the big tank, then the heat started. There was a mokum to be matir. Why? It's, as far as you are concerned, it's einem iskabe. It is not psik reisha. I take out hot water, nothing happens, right? And therefore, especially if in the building there were goyim also, that was the business of the apartment house, so the water is being heated for them, Erev Shabbos, etc. So you find not to take a shower, but to wash your hands, to wash your dishes, right? Our system now in apartment houses is the same as you have in a private house. Namely, there is no storage tank. There's a tank, and the moment you take out a drop of water, a new drop of water comes in. There's nothing in between that tank and the water supply. Therefore, it's mamish biyodayim. Whenever you take out a glass of cold water, you put in a glass of hot water, you put in a glass of cold water to heat up biyodayim. It's a real mevashel b'Shabbos. The presence system in apartment houses is same thing with some modification. It's a boilerless system, basically consisting of copper tubes. And the copper tubes are heated in the furnace, and when you take out a hot water, cold water runs into the tubes to be heated again. Also, psikresha, no barrier in between your taking out the water and new water coming in. Okay, people, you have that clear? Next. So what will happen here? So maybe all because of this, mitzadzeh, then hot water, the hot water faucet, got a bad name. It became an Esau name. Don't use the hot water faucet on Shabbos. Mitzadzeh, nimnu af mil neskaleh, v'shabbos b'mos ha'kayis ha'chamim l'hoker, af shu rak ma'im tzonen. Why? Because the shower got itself a identification as chol, as not for Shabbos use. Do not use on Shabbos. Gulai misach yachshivu zolu d'dechol shemumaniya mit tam elu yeshachshiv ulai zel minhag. Maybe that became a minhag. That's number two. Right? Another minhag of Rav Zeira. What's the third one, by the way? Anyone know? I mentioned one before. Third minhag from the bottom up. Blood spots and eggs. Okay? Why? Blood spots and eggs is only from a fertilized egg is also. The egg is also. A blood spot and an egg, you're supposed to take out the blood spot and throw it away and use the egg. Because our eggs are never from a fertilized egg, because the chickens, poor chickens, never saw a rooster. The chickens are kept equal in a separate little cage with a counter. When the egg is laid, it falls through a counter and a number appears. And if at the end of the week the number is less than six, she becomes chicken soup.
Is there any need to check them at all?
Huh?
Is there any need to check the eggs at all?
There would be. Nowadays, you can go and buy fertilized eggs for eating.
Otherwise,
because the cuckoos decided that's healthier.
But
the
otherwise,
organic.
Oh, the cuckoos decided it's healthier.
I'm sorry.
The cuckoos decided it's healthier.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Okay.
But otherwise, there's no need for bedikah.
I'm sorry.
Otherwise, there's no need to check them at all.
Otherwise, I don't check them. But what happened? It became a minhag. You go into a Jewish neighborhood, the Muncie Borough Park. And the bakeries have a big sign up. We candle our eggs. We bodik eggs, whatever it's eggs, and they sift their flour. Okay, which has to do with the sugi will handle next year on Chazoka of Toloim. I think I'll start with that one. Okay, look what I underlined for you there. The ayin b'shulchan aruch simishin chavov she'isa demuto l'shtatei b'tzona nachal shkam gufo yitzolayish, the one I read for you just before. She'ayra b'chol gufo kibut. Right? Lo hiski ha'mishin b'ruh she'melageinu osu lichos b'naharos v'amut av shu b'tzona osu ap l'shtatei kol gufo b'chol ofu. The language of the Mishnah Berurah, right? Also, the Shabbos lichos kol haguf, apil betzonen, right? There could be interpreted as going into a bathtub. Mishwan did mention that the meaning includes not taking a shower. There's a chilik between going into the water and having the water poured on you. Mashmai says, "Or Yoda Hamishin Vuhu Klal Kaminik there." Now listen to this. וכן לא מוצאוסי בספרי חכמי הדורוס האחרונים הידועים לי. הרי לא היה במינוסנו ביורופ כלל מינו גלסר ושתתי בצונן. That's another חומר רב זהירה. הנו מיניק דבלת. אבל בדינוסנו כאן באמריקה שיקה מקלחס חזינן שאימס קלחם משבס הפצונן. Lochain Afshalom Sinu Bisforum Shahoya Minikose, and gain after Shema Shame is Kalkham Shabbos, and Meklachas Lahoki, who below Kavonas Minigleso, Ella Mechaso Yedir, means what English translation, because America they're all Amaratsim, and therefore, Fum Amoritz is a danger to society. Right?
Kill them all.
Mikomokom Yeshla Hachmir, below Tsar, Mishubdullah, Hukba Kavonas Minig, Mitamim Delel. Abol k'shem etztayer yesh lahokel k'rkosavti. You should come in. It's the temperature hit 100, and you had to walk to an ufuf or to a kiddush, right? And you walked a mile or two to shul, and you can walk back in the hot. It's already after hot sun in noontime. Right? Maybe then you'll be called a mitzayer, and then it'll be mutter to take a cold shower on Shabbos. Brings us back, that's the same topic, but nevertheless, the principal topic, namely the Hilchos Tvila for Anida. I need the next, I copied here for you a tshuva, a short tshuva from Ben Ish Chai, the Rav Paulin, the great posek for this fathership community, and indeed, very impressive show of Ramesha. His tshuvos are always lucid and rational. I'm posing now the question to round out the sugya that we began. Okay. Back to Kuf Tzad Zayin. Gimel. Pick up review again in the Machaber. Asura litpo b'yom zayin afilu imamtenes litpo ad yom ches otes eini yechol litpo b'yom. Mishum schach bita, cause of misleading her daughter. Now there's an important question here in Megeya Halacha L'maisa. As we'll see, what was the relationship between mother and daughter, the Gabe sex education? Did the daughter know about the husband and father having marital relations and nida and banta mikveh? Was that part of the family interrelationship? We'll see, surely the sons did not know anything going on. Otherwise, the Gemara might have said, Laschach Bito, Schach Boneho. A son also runs halachas in the house. When he gets married, he applies those halachas in his own house. It would be concerned for him too. We'll see, it's the Geos Halacha L'maisa that question just asked. Anyway, back to Machaber. Imam Tenetz. Militvol ad yom ches or tes. Sil eine yechol litvol b'yom. The Gemara explains, right? Maschach bito shetitvol b'yom kamoha. Lo tafchen sh'ima lachashiva tovlo v'lo b'shvi yatzma. Now we have back to what has been a accompanying theme throughout the halacha, and that is the degree of low pluk. Bakalos hatolos koden achupo yecholos litpo biyom the low boyen eitzel achosen an halayla. And we don't say lo plug here. But what about a woman who doesn't have a daughter? She just got married. In the first year, she should be allowed to go to mikveh by day because there's no schar bita. Maybe not until the girl is 10 years old. Obviously, what do we say? Don't make such sayings. That's low proof. So we might think a kala is a little more extreme. She has no husband yet. But the moment she gets a husband, right? We won't let her go tefillah by yom. You give a case. It happens. I've been involved every now and then. It's not that unusual a case where the Caleb, with her best planning, tried to plan to go to mikveh a few days before the chasana, and she had problems. Right? In the middle of starting counting her shiva nikiyim, she saw dam. So she had to start counting again. And the last count, the seventh day, comes out the day of the chuppah. The eighth day comes out the day of the chuppah. It's all right, she can go on the seventh day. The seventh day comes out the day of the chuppah. So she has to go, according to the rules, go at night before the eighth day, right? The night of the eighth. And what if the chasne is 12 o'clock, like they nowadays? Then she would like to go to mikveh after the chuppah. She'd like to go to mikveh, right? She'd like to be tovelos b'yom. Mark me matecha. And then suddenly, this slow plug is tight. Mario Achkala, who doesn't have a child, doesn't have a husband yet, they never slept with a husband yet, and so on. But then suddenly we have the exceptions. Hey chedika onis, kan sheirei alitvo balayla, machmatzina. She doesn't like to take cold showers, and doesn't like to go out in the cold. Oh, pachad ganovim chiyotzebo. Oh, chasogun shareheir. English translation, the mikveh isn't open at night. The mikveh may be open at night, but I can't get in. It's only for the local people. I live outside. I have to go through some checkpoints, right? And checkpoints close down at night. Then Yechol Litvo Bishmini Mibodyom. Avo Bishvi Lo Titro Mibodyom Afagav the Ika Onis. We pose the question, we'll pick it up in the Pesach Tshuva. What's called Ba'od Yom? What's your concern? Concern was Schar Bita. So what's wrong with the mother going to the mikveh an hour before Shkia, right? And getting herself ready, as they do nowadays, either before going and taking a bath in the house or in the mikveh building. We'll talk about that there on the chatifah business. And she goes into the mikveh shkia time, sunset, not seisa kohavim. What are you worried about? You worried about schach bita? The daughter sees the mother coming home the night of the 8th, doesn't see the mother coming home the day of the 7th. What's the other chash that we'll see? A ki chash? If she'll be tovel el zviyom and comes home at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, right? And her husband comes home for lunch, we're afraid that they'll have physical contact. She may be tovel el zviyom as a zova, but she's a surah ad alayla. She still needs layla before she's mutel el zviyom. That's the other reason, right? So what's the case I gave you now? What's wrong with her going into the mikveh a little earlier? She wants to get home sooner. We should wait later. There's a lineup of women. No chash rabita, no schach. But she said what? We call it tashmish and baila. As we'll see, a whole machlokes again. On Tastir Mibala, does she have to be careful? The husband shouldn't know she went to mikveh early. When will we matter her to go early? When will we matter her to go by day? Right? Is there a loch of Tastir Mibala? Are you up to there already in the... Look at the Ramah. Im over, I go right to Machaber. Hey, im over be tavlo be ches be yom be loones. Atil hachi also lo tvila. Now, let me just pose first. Machlokes among the Achonim. What's called onus? And here you see. How important it is to keep in mind what I told you about Dini de Rabbonon. They're low plug. Rules of low plug. Onus of the town walls, of the town gates shut, that impacts on all the women. What if she, the night of the mikveh, and she should go to mikveh, the night of the 8th, she's not feeling well. Has a terrible headache. By morning, she's fine, fine. She wants to go to mikveh. Is that called an onus? Onus prati. Must it be an onus klali or even an onus prati too? Onus klali, I can see why Chazal might have exempted it. Onus prati. I can see a big focus I hold it on that. Case I had, woman asked a shayla, real lifetime shaylas. Right? She's getting ready to go to mikveh the night of the 8th. Right? A child fell and split open their lip, and she had to go to the hospital to get a plastic surgeon or a dentist to sew up. Right? By the time she got back, our emergency rooms, the mikveh is closed already. So I said, oh, could you go to mikveh the 8th day by day? Only certainly. But at that moment, we didn't find 1,000 women whose children fell and split their lips. So it's clearly an onus prati. Are we matter there also? Comes the Ramah and says, Umikomokom, even if because of onus we allow it, lo tushamesh afilu bishmini ar alayla, and the husband mustn't know that she went to mikveh by day. So that he shouldn't take any leniencies, knowing she's really not a neder anymore. She's tevela. She went to the mikvah already, and it's the eighth day. It's after the seventh day. So shabbat, she's muteras sabayla. I don't want it to be right any break in the usual behavior that after mikvah, right, that occurs at night after tefillah at night, they can have relations. But tefillah b'yom not, why? Because then she may be matir herself to go tefillah b'shvi, not b'shmini. Where do you stop with your chashashas? Where do you stop with your loop loop? So I have here, I noted myself the following answer to the question: when is a woman allowed to be tovelas biyom? When a matzah tefillah biyom? Number one, we had akala. Akala koydem chupa. Number two, sakona or tzino. Sakona, I understand a little bit. Tzino, it's cold outside. Don't understand it so well unless you grew up in Russia and realize that cold means cold, not 50 degrees, 40 degrees, where they put on an overcoat and a scarf already. Third question, and we'll go back in a minute. Third question is, what about Mishum Busha or Tznius? Constant Shaila. Now that summer goes by, I don't have three, four, five such questions. What is it? They're in a bungalow colony nowadays. That's all that's left up in the Catskill Mountains. The hotel's pretty well shut down. Nobody goes to hotels anymore for 2 weeks. A hotel, they want to go away for 2 weeks. They want to cruise, and go down to soil. Hotel business died. What's alive and well is the bungalow business, the bungalow colonies. They're ready. It's become almost a ritual. They go, and they go with their friends, and they have nice home, bungalow colonies with 30, 40, 50 families, and they already take their counselor to take care of the kids a little bit by day. So it's really a formal component of Orthodox Jewish life among young families who live in the city. There's no way that she could disappear at night. A lot of people asking where she's going. There was no way. Give me the classic you have here in the Pesach Tshuva, or I gave you the Rav Paul and Tshuva for that. Unbelievable thing, but I know it exists all so many places. The mikveh is in the shul. Almost a norm. Build a shul, you build a mikveh. There's no way that a bunch of women can start marching in to shul after shkia. Right? That people should know these women are going to mikveh. Women don't come to Avmaira. So each one makes a public announcement. I'm going to, and you see, that's not nice. Everybody, all the poskim quote the Gemara in Erevin and Daphnun Heyam at Beis. Yoshvei Tzrifim ki Yoshvei Kvorim. Bar Benoseim Nemar Arur shochev im kol behemo. What? Those, they live out in tents. What it means is that people see each other. People are aware of each other. There's no privacy. It's a violation of privacy. It's a sugya that really can be a dini momentous shaila. Those who are learning Baba Basra, either Daf Yomi or in the Shir, are aware of Hezekriya. Hezekriya is an invasion of privacy. This kind of invasion of privacy, to know when you go to mikveh, right, that's unacceptable. Unacceptable even if the woman doesn't mind. It's against the halacha. Pick up the I did both of them. Pick up the Pisli Tshuva, the Tesen Yud. I think people, sometimes I'm a Shum Schach Bita. When it said she can't be Tavelas Biyom because of Schach Bita. Ayin. The Chubach Sam Sofel Simin Kup Tzadik Zayin Sheher Bazeh Uksov Kosar, right? Hine Hagon Tzidritaro Hechlet Kulu Zu Lechalutin Gemokom Bittel Ono Litvo Biyom Zayin Vlotovo Lebeisat Shech Shecha. Ehoz Hagzeiro Rak Rechoko. But Gzeira Sach Bita, it's a way out Gzeira, really. It says, Umile de Rabbonon, Ubitul Mitzapir Berivia, Hekilu Hagaonim, Umiyobo Achreim Chasu Sholom Afilo Lahachvir. Al Koponim Nirli, we spoke about a little bit last week. Shetisha Isha Balicha Min Mikvo Lebeisa Ad Halayla. And ain't no more Martela Lebais Acheres. You see the tshuva that Igos Moshe has on the same Inyan about how to arrange if she is going to go to Velas Biyom Shvi Bayom. One Biyom meaning Somoch Lalaila. Pick up the yud for the first of the examples that we gave of where she could develop the yom mayakala. Vakalos, ayin berhete mashatoma ashach, ayin dogam rabova, is that the yed, that is it. Kosav, shas hadchak, nira lohokel af biyom zayin. Al baofen, sho yamidu hachupa atzeis hakachov mamish. So she goes to mikveh by day. When she enters the hall, she's still a nida, because it's not sof. She's still a zova. It's not sof yom shvi, right? But she has no husband. Since she has no husband, right, the gzeira really shouldn't apply to her. That's already removed from the lo plug concept of the rabbonins. When a thing is distant, lo shriach, and so on. Therefore, but this chumrah, it's only if the chuppah will be not until tzeisek l'chom mamish, which means she won't see her husband to be until a time when she's muteres labayla already. Because she went to mikveh seven by day, and she already had tzeisek l'chovim, right? Avo lahamer achuppah biyom, the Lisboch al Shane Miyachidim also Mahalaila, Lomahana Bazaar. But if you'll go ahead and you make the chuppah by day, and now they're married, but they're sitting in sheva brachas, no one allows them to be alone in a room, that's adequate. That's already falls under the low plug. Rabbanu wouldn't be matter such a thing. Here you have the biggest kula. Look inside now. Kodem o haboker, the vaday also b'mokom shenogu litvo, afim akala lo giyaz mana liro. What does he mean by that? And Yom Shvi started the night before. Means she can go to mikveh maybe the night before. That'll be the night of the seventh. Not the day of the seventh, the night of the seventh. So no, that we wouldn't allow. But then go to the next one. There's one line that answers the question I asked you. Is onus prati or onus klali? So the tshuva quotes Ika onus, kosa v'sefer chamuid Daniel. L'chura nireg lo mahana onus ele ima onus l'chol hanoshim shebe'ir. Onus and onus klali. We don't pass it like the Chamudi Duniyom. We'll see all the Achonim disregard him and are willing to paskin even an onus prati is an adequate reason to go to mikveh the eighth day by day. Okay? Brings us to the last of the three cases where Tovelas Biyom. Remember, Kala, Sakana, or Tzino, right? Now the question of Tzlius, or Busha. So they all quote, you see, they quote the Gemara in Erevin Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis. Just to give you a mokko here, actually, one discussed it in detail is the Beis Yosef and the Bach. And it's, but they're lengthy, and I think I can shorten it by reference to the Torah Sashlomim. Over here, Torah Sashlomim is Simikot and Tes. And the tshuva I gave you from the Rav Paulin. Look at the Torah Sashlomim. Hechidika Ones. You with us? That's the last one on the page. Ein beber sheva shekosav shosa noshim shegi tulosa b'leil Shabbos tovrim bore yom godo v'tam shim rosh nachal Shabbos. That just refers back to what tefila b'shvi do yofei noshim, right? Can cause the chuvus semach tzedek lebabichoi daafilu misyoros atzman kedan sheishi moam odi yurim achirim chutz mebnei beisa heim isbaishim emarim litvo bor hayom gadol lemar beyoso lebeisa kodem hasuda deisha leagish behem lo yofei nosim loyo limchos behem beligo behem. Okay, you with us? Look at the tshuva of Rav Paulin. Wonderful tshuva, short tshuva. Unfortunately, a few lines on the bottom didn't come out so good, but let's see. And then figure out why. Sometimes this is done on my little machine at home. I just reproduced the numbers here. Okay, look at the shayla. Shlosha b'abo b'ali batim dorim b'chotzer echad. You also get a little bit of sociology that once was and still is. Have you people been in Meir Shorim? Ever visited anyone in Meir Shorim in someone's house? Bote Varshev, for example. Not to be believed, something like now, summer 2009. Not a few hundred years ago. This room would be in a comfortable apartment, broken up into two bedrooms and a kitchen. No sweat, it'd be very, very comfortable. Much less than that. On my own. And there's no space between people. And the walls are paper. Someone snores, the other one can hear in the other room. That's the kind of life. See, he's just recording what is today in the poverty-stricken areas of Meir Shorim. Therefore, she came to ask him, Yechol olitvo b'yom tmini b'yom, b'shvil tzniyus. What's this? U'b'prat b'kayitz, sh'akol yishenim b'gag. Everybody's sleeping outside. You can't sleep inside. Not possible. Or you'll die, you sleep inside. Temperature can climb up. No air conditioning, no fans, nothing to believe. Vim yedu shabias alayla shabizos alayla hoyolot fila yisimu dato liros be'es shekomim l'shame she'ish v'ishto. You hear that? Just curiosity. Right? They'll start paying attention to this apartment where this woman came home from tefila. Maybe see something through the window. Maybe you hear some noises. Plain pornography. Gam yizdamin dovozer afilu esro balabais echot she'intarimu shchein acherim. It could also be not in this rabbit warren of Meir Shorim, but even ach, he's alone, a rich man in a private home. Ach, who yesh lo bonim gedolim smuch moshuchono. He still has a bunch of parasites living with him, called grown sons. Vim, im tovo ishto balayla menatvila yagichu boneho v'yedu shesh lo tfila smitzu b'zu alayla v'yusimu lev azos balayla v'shas tashmish zu koshe yosef v'yosef azeh yorin amur. Nizi, he's passed on words. You can finish the story yourself. Not a pleasant situation. Wait, what happened to our Sarbito though? That's my point I made before. We're not worried about a daughter knowing. What about the sons knowing? A daughter knows when the mother goes to midrash, the babysit. Therefore, we're afraid that you know she went to mikveh, and she'll think that it was the seventh day, when really it's the eighth day. Therefore, she can't be tovelas b'yom. That's the reason for the need for tovelas b'yom. be people? Now, that's the question. Here's the tshuva. Kol kaidavne shebehecha regishu bo hashcheinim hadorim b'chotzer or bodem hagedolim ein zeh derech tzniyus v'shori lo litvol b'shmini b'yom shetovo me'atfilo b'yom l'beiso v'inish b'bayish yakibo v'tasset filoso v'ibal har ha'layla. But she shouldn't tell her husband that she went to mikveh. They show it kfeno yitzro lovo le'er b'yom. Now we don't have that in this Gemara. This Gemara is referring to, is, I told you, the Tshuvas HaRamah, not the Gemara as Hagor's HaRamah on the Mechaber. This is the Tshuvas HaRamah. Tshuvas HaRamah, Simcha Aleph, he was Matir Litvol Shmini, Yom Shmini, Hecha the Afsha Milso in Tabelas Belaila, right? Where it'll be a public, Afsha Milso means a public declaration. Who remembers that Loshon Migavarim, Afsha Milso? Where do you have that? In Hilchah Shabbos. Lo Yosim Odom Chitim Rechayim Me'erev Shabbos. Vitochenes Me'eleha. I load up my windmill. Erev Shabbos. I put the weed in Erev Shabbos. I can start a Melocha Me'erev Shabbos. V'nigmeras Me'eleha B'Shabbos. I can water my field. I can open up the irrigation ditch. And the field will be watered all Shabbos. I used to the Reise. But I didn't do it. I opened up on Friday. But I can't put wheat in the mill on Erev Shabbos. Why? Because it makes noise on Shabbos. And you hear the noise of grinding wheat. That's called Afsha Milso. Okay. Here, Afsha Milso, I'm using it as an idiomatic expression for a public awareness. Right? Why? The Afsha Milse, what in Tabela's Balaila, she have to go what? He has to go with some kind of a light, right? He has to have what? A searchlight. In those days, some kind of a flare, a piece of wood, a lantern, whatever it is, right? Telech lo havuko. Deitiruch shosha de sarbita bishum, right? Takona Sinius, the roots in the Hasset philosopher. In our case, he says, is onus tre, the Dorim Beyacha, the Snuchim Zeloze, Gambishas Hashena. The Efshar Summon Leva Leyen based Hashmish Gamkin. Im Yodu Mikodim Shishlam Tashmi Belailahu. Now, this is something that's not too aware of it, but I've been told that if it's nowadays. We have these women whose concept of tzniyus differs from what Chazal had in mind. You see it in their dress, right? But no one should ever question their meticulous attention to kashrus, Shabbos, Sa'as HaMishpocha. Tznius has taken a hit in America. So I've been told that it's not uncommon for women who have to go to mikveh, right, that the people, their friends know, and if their husbands are away in New York or there in the bungalow colonies, they'll make appointments to go to mikveh together. You go shopping together, you go to mikveh together. You have to wait a day or two, makes no difference, the husband isn't there. That's a fundamental violation of our concept of tzniyus. And that shouldn't be allowed.
What is the violation?
It's an area of intimacy where it's no one's business, not parents, not children. It's kind of the private world of a husband and wife that has to be maintained private.
Back in the day, wasn't it true that depending on the time, whether it was a Shem and Nikim, people actually wore full white scarves?
Okay, well, we saw, I think it may mention here, one of them mentioned here. To know when you're in need, yes. To know when you go to sleep with your husband, no. There's no violation of tznius to know that she's basically do so, because they had to buy mice with tumis and kodoshim and so on. That was common. Because everybody knows that a woman becomes a nida once a month. Right? That was not looked upon as a violation of privacy.
But
sleep, to announce tonight I'm going to sleep with my husband, that's to be sure.
But if a person is wearing white, and then conversely, when they're not wearing white...
No, a person doesn't wear white.
But the whole manner of dress was white.
No. They wore the garden black, basically just dark the garden, basically just...
Right.
When they were not needers, they wore whatever they wanted. Yeah. But there was nothing that pinpointed... This night I'm going to sleep with my husband. That's the Isur Tznius. Let's complete the tshuva. The Heter Zed, the Heter Ramozal, the more in the tshuva that said, Litvo B'yom Shmini, right? Hiskimu Bo Achone, Ein Sidotara, etc. Chib Tznius Choshev Ones, Ka'ones Sina Ganovin. Now here you have a side of a minog lahatir, not a minog leso. Shamati, mipi magidi ha'emes, dechein noagin. Abbreviation is the something basar kod asa atar ayin top the atar kodesh Yerushalayim tibona v'sikonim meir of yomenu. That's the other abbreviation. Top of voice base. Litzvol hanoshim b'yom shmini uminug zeh karnonhu. The time of the doom is shum tznius. Okay, here again, the emphasis. Why? As it was a unique kula in Yerushalayim, or a chumra of tznius in Yerushalayim, right? Ki machmas yoker schar abotim dorim bechotzerecho kam ashchenim im tovo isho menatfila balayla yagishu bo ashchenim. Risi b'sefer kapi Aaron. Shehayed ala minigazer, shekachu, because tam shum sneus. The hiskir, hitir, harav, hanisko, the kapayaron, l'shoe, lino, kain, b'mokam acher, hechidika, one zeh, the sneus. Al kain, yesh lahata, benidin didon, vehecho, de ikur, shchene, bechotzer, o yesh bonim, gedolim, dorim, imo, shetifo, b'yom shmini, v'tov, l'ois, b'yom, haftasit, flosim, b'yom. Okay. So I can seek it here in the time we have. I would like you to read the whole tshuva, but there's no need for me to read it with you, except for the key point. Take the second page of the tshuva in the Igros, the Daf Shin Yud. For photocopying, I marked it as 4. Okay, and I bracketed a little section of the tshuva for you. Now look inside. Okay, Masha Yesh Lodun B'Dvar Hashia at Shetovo Lebeisel. She has to wait to come home. We're talking about now. She was Tovela's Bishvi Biyom. The whole in the Zaman Chika Oni Shere Cholit for Balayla Tifu Besomacha Efshar Betim Shoras and Seosu Berechav Aralayla. No problem. Right, a weekday. There's an onus. Whatever reason we let her be. She can't be Tovela by Laila, so she's Tovela's close to Laila, right? And she drives home. Avol, he says, that's Green Thumb Rabbonus. It's true. Rova Onsen Hubu Shabbos V'yomtuf, right? That's where you have the real Shilas coming. Either they don't ask the Shilas, they're or whatever it is. But the Shabbos Yom Tov, you have the Shaila Shel Tzrich Lovol Zman Hadlokas Haneros. That's the problem. The mother doesn't show up at Hadlokas Haneros. How is it possible? What she do? She'll tell her husband to be her shliach. He should light candles. That's a public announcement. Harei Afer Abal Yan Le'Yavu Harei Yevshesh Yer Teisu Berecha B'Yitzad Achshad. Right? What does it mean B'Yitzad Achshad? They'll see her driving, he'll light the candles, right, and she'll go ahead and not accept Shabbos at candle lighting time, so you can still ride in that 18 minutes there, if that's the case. He's obviously referring to common Shilas. I know the cases. So come Friday night, got to get a home at Adlokas Nelos. That's my problem. How do you do that? When you tell me she can't come home until after Chashecha. And the Ramah said she can't go to someone else's house. Because if there's a Gzera not to go home, it means her home or someone else's home, the same thing. Nire. And that's how we paske. That's a good way to paske. Im abal yelo v'beis ha-knesset zman kotan koydin zman ad lo kasaner. He should leave the house. Usually, what's the usual problem? The luach has, every kum house has a luach. Luach gives you zman hadlokas neros. So it's read two ways. By the wife it's read the time to light candles. By the husband it's read the time to take a shower. Therefore, this time, he has to leave the house. He can't wait until leave after little bench time and come in when they're in the middle of Kabbalah Shabbos. Therefore, you got to get him out of the house so she can get into the house. But in my bar, yele the basic nesses man cotton coin is man of locus nails. The heat he connects the base or take up the man of locus nails. Afsha kosabach sam sofa ain't a more much a tailor the bice havata but also here. Mali bai zeh o zeh, vol nito dvorob mishiurim, nired enkeman zah sam sofer, ele b'ofen she yochol hu o hi lo olib gorish. It still has to be a time, mishum, du yovim beizev bais nimsos, he, hare yada shu bebaiz, avo kshohol ala beis ha-knesses, she badai lo yetze mishom adach ha-gmar tfile, vat she yovo ha-bais, yir kvar ba-layla, ei lochish l'klum. I don't allow him to go to another house. I say, well, another house, he can come into that house to see her. Right? That's on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. This is a kind of, here you put together a shomer issue, where we're matter something because there's a shomer not to let it happen. Why is there a shomer? If he's going to shul, that custom of going to shul and waiting till after davening in shul, that's why you're going to shul, that's like a shomer on him, that he don't, I differentiate that from the low plug of bias chavoto. ובלאו זה לא מובן מה שקוסה לא ניתנו דבר משור כאלה, הרי אין כאן נסין השיעור, אבל דבר בואו לכל בשופר. Here I won't ask, like some surfer said, מלי בי זו, מלי בי זו אחר. Right? I don't say, מלי בי זו, מלי בי זו כנסת אחר. No. Right? שאין לו לבוא למקום שהוא נמצא לו בבי זו, אי חושב שם ירבו במזר על איסור, מלך שטוב ולבעלו, יש אוכל שקיבן שיסו קלו, יזל זו שיחד. Right? But not afraid she's going to go into the shul, right, and sit down next to him and have them hold hands. Depends what shul, of course. But okay, we'll stop here. I think that's as far. Unless you people need a little more help on this sugya, I think we did a full job on it, and I'd like to begin. The Dini Trila, Chatzitza Trila, complicated halachas.